If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. See.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. Also a sponsor of Hour 3. Our friends at Anderson Ford, the ultimate sandwich of Lincoln. 27th and I-80 and 33rd in Yankee Hill. All the Fords you could ever want.
Probably to be clear to make sure people understand that the Anderson Ford is not a sandwich shop. Sometimes we talk about
it's a sandwich. Right, it's not a sandwich shop. You're right.
In case you're wondering.
Definitely not a sandwich shop.
I'll have a meatball sub and an F-150.
It sandwiches the town.
I will say this, though. If you come in today and you get an F-150, that Mike Anderson will get you two Subway meatball sandwiches.
He probably would do that.
I guarantee that.
Foot long
with the cookie.
That sounds good.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Subway.
And a drink.
Yeah.
Those meatballs are pretty good.
Meatball sandwich is a quality sandwich. Messy. Yeah. Marinara sauce gets you.
Wow, so he'll buy you two?
He'll buy you two. Two Subway for you. For an F-150, 2026.
That's probably should.
Anyway, wow. But they're not.
Why'd you say they're a sandwich?
The Sandwich Lincoln, the 27th and I-80 is way north.
Right here.
33rd Yankee Hill is way south. Everybody can go if you're north.
Because we could have a big meeting here on O Street. That's where we're gonna test drive your vehicle.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe a Mustang. How about a Ford Mustang?
Oh, I mean.
How about that?
I'm kind of past my midlife crisis, so I'd probably go.
I tell you what we used to.
I'd probably go pick up.
Yeah. I'm so... When I see like the 68-year-old in the Corvette, I'm like, all right, what are we doing?
No, easy. We have listeners. I know a couple
that have the Corvette.
Yeah, and my dad drove a Mustang when he was like 70.
That's awesome. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if your dad shows up to trial in a 69 Chevelle, that would be incredible. That's a power statement. That'd be a power statement.
He was like 72, and he showed up in a black Mustang and said, you want to drive it?
Yeah.
And I did, and it was pretty remarkable to drive, I will say that. So maybe a Mustang.
Yeah.
It was black with tinted windows.
Better times.
Yeah, better times.
It wasn't that long ago.
Jake, it's 2019.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Couple years ago. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. I teased before the break. I said, what has changed, if anything, for the Breakers in terms of your assessment of Nebraska basketball after two losses in a row? I want to point something out here. We will get the AP poll probably around noon today. But
What's your guess?
Someone that's locked into to basketball, John Rothstein, we call him the robot of college basketball. I saw him put out his new rankings this morning. He had Nebraska last week at 5 prior to the losses to Michigan and Illinois. He has him now at number 7. So just a very, very small drop after two, you know, not bad losses, but losses nonetheless for the Huskers. I think they'll still be in the top 10 of the AP poll.
Yeah.
I really do.
If you win, if you beat Illinois, you don't, the one loss doesn't even drop you a bit at Michigan.
Not at
all. You stayed at 5.
Yep.
The ranking part, I think that's probably, I thought they might drop a little bit more just because, not a real thought to it, but I think the best thing that happened to him was this. I don't think this is a bad deal. I think two losses to a tough team. This gives you, if you want to have a little bit of a glitch and a little bit of an eye-opener moment, have it when you have a lot of games left to play.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want this to hit like the very end of a season. This is not when you want it. No.
No, and they've gone through some real adversity now with Frager and Ring.
Yep.
And you know what? That happens. It happens. It happens all over the country. Nebraska's kind of weather this little storm. And we'll see what it looks like Saturday at Rutgers. Like Bill said, that won't be,
it's going to be a difficult game. You saw Michigan State, what are they ranked? About like 15th, 20th, whatever they are. They're a pretty good team. They're not a bad team by any stretch.
It took
everything they had. They were down 15.
So they got to get Ring going. They got to get Rink going.
Yeah, I mean, when Nebraska beats Wisconsin by 30 at PBA, Rink Mass was huge in that game. I mean, when they've had these massive wins, Rink has been going for 15 to 20 points, and that is imperative. You got to have your post player now, hitting shots down below, but also hitting threes. And we know he can. We know he has not been right in a full month. It was January 2nd, a month ago today.
Yep.
He hit 5 threes against Michigan State. I said I might need my kid Rink if we have the next kid.
You said male or female, my next born will be named Rink.
And since then, Rink has not played well. He has played limited minutes and blowouts, which is fine. We try to preserve his health.
They definitely tried to load management.
And that has not been great for Rink. Now, Rink did not play against Michigan because of the flu. Who knows if he was fully back to health yesterday. He played 25 minutes, was 2 of 10 shooting.
My guess is no, by the way.
No, you wouldn't be all the way back.
But no, he wasn't.
Yeah. And I just go back to the previous game. So I'm not even factoring in yesterday. I'm really not.
I know.
But right now, and I'm sure that's what they're doing, you are just nothing but positive with him. You're pumping him. It's like, what are you doing? You gotta have these. It's like, no, we gotta get him.
No.
Gotta find a way to get him back. Which
he's a good player.
If there's anybody to be the master of that, I think Fred would be.
Patient.
I see Fred would be the one of like, okay, what do we have to do to kind of get him back? And also, it can flip on a switch. You've seen it happen before, too. One or two shots. But when you watch him, now it's hard to tell from this game because of the sickness. You can just feel his body language doesn't elude confidence. And it's been like that it does. You just don't see him.
I hear you.
I think in every shot that goes up, he's hoping it goes in before he knew it was going in.
Right.
But he has to get going. They escape some time without him. But now they have to have it.
I'm thinking all about what I heard this weekend. That thing did linger. There was concern about Rink's illness Friday. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, he's over it. He's fine. No, that thing lingered. So I can't really emphasize it enough. So he's a little ill. He's coming off an illness. He was in the ER on Wednesday night. And now he's facing that team, Illinois, with that size. That's really hard.
No, it's very, very tough.
That guy they have, is it number 44 that swatted Burke's shot? And you say swatted Jacobson's shot?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a certain NBA player.
Zvonimir Ivicic.
The guy that's wearing a mask.
Yeah, that's 40, Batman.
Yeah.
I call him Batman.
Certain NBA player. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, especially after the way he swatted Burke's shot, like he was a ninth grader. Yeah. Burke's 6'10". I mean, I was freaked out by that.
Same one on the floater.
Right. Same. On
that was Jacobson's floater. I was like, they were thinking goaltend, then they replayed like, it wasn't.
No, that's just a good play.
It was just an incredible. The ball was out of his hand for like a second. That's how far. It wasn't like he swatted like out of his hand. It was like, whoom. That was
on Burke's. Burke got by him, it looked like, and he just made a power move to regroup and got him.
So
it's like, whoa.
The thing that stands out a little bit right now is that we felt that someone might make a move, whether it be Blue,
Kendall Blue,
Garcia, okay, who's going to step up? We had two starters out for a game like that. We knew, and then Frager was out. What, he missed three games?
Two and a half games.
So we kind of thought, okay, is someone going to? Right now, it appears as if no one's coming. There's no one showing up.
Nope.
Where a Wogler changed when there was a injury to their point guard. All of a sudden, he became a different guy. I don't see that on the team right now. It looks like it's going to be kind of like these seven guys. Mm-hmm. Here's where we're rolling.
This is fine. Again, it's fine. They're fine. Yeah.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
They'll be top 10 still, and they just lost to two top 10 teams.
Yeah, these are not bad losses, buddy.
They practically beat Michigan. Remember how we felt after the Michigan game? Remember
felt
how you
good.
Felt?
Yeah, it was a disappointing way to end, but they didn't score the last.
Hyperventilated.
They didn't score the final 3 minutes proud. And 20 seconds of the game. I was proud of them.
It was the radio was epic that morning. I listened to it.
I was proud. This was a disappointing result Sunday, but again, it just further says how good that Illinois team is.
Uh-huh.
Nebraska made 15 threes and lost by 9.
Yeah.
That's incredible. But for Illinois. Yeah. I mean, Nebraska shot the ball just fine in the game.
Look who's there.
Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg.
There he is, Steve.
Excuse me. I'm Blitzkrieg. Look at Blitzkrieg, how happy
he was. Look at him. He's happy.
What the hell, Blitzkrieg?
Having a good Monday.
It'd be nice to be that happy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever touched that.
No, I don't think that. What I just saw right there, I haven't been like that for 9 years.
I'm going to say when I was eight.
About 50 years, yeah.
Anyway.
Iowa Husker Tom chimes in, says, Husker is still a really good team, but injuries and illness have shown the thin line they are running on. As long as they continue to their defensive effort, they will have another run here soon. Iowa Husker Tom.
Also, the incredible job by Frager. He scored 20.
Right.
And I totally agree.
He kept him alive.
I mean, it was more than 2.5 games. He went out like in the first 3 or 4 minutes.
It was
of
early.
The game.
Early in Washington.
He's a beauty.
That's something. Now, yeah. I mean, it really is. And right now, when it's talked about creating and scoring, he's about it as far as going to the rim and having be able to go from outside, beat you off the dribble, have a chance to go in. That's not Samford's game.
Sam's okay with that, actually.
Sam does. Sam can get to the rim. Sam does some stuff with that. You know, Sam did a couple of threes too.
He did.
Oh, Frager and Samford are their two dudes.
Yeah. I mean, right now, one of the things that does hurt him is the Jacobson in the shooting of the three, because they gave him all the room in the world and could slough off on others in that spot.
Mm-hmm. They give Burke room too.
For those who are panicky, I just want to calm you down a little bit. Again, remember, Nebraska is still 20-2.
Right.
They're still a very good team. Rutgers, a game you should win. Not a given, but you should win that game. Purdue is
at
home. They blew out Maryland, who's just horrible. Maryland is a bad team. They are terrible.
I know Illinois beat them at Purdue, but that game was, it was like tied.
Purdue will be a bear.
But that would be a nice, if they come back and beat Rutgers, Purdue, it's huge. Because then you have Northwestern, who's not very good. At Iowa will be challenging. Iowa's tough. Bennett Sturt had a great game against Oregon last night, a blowout. Then you have back-to-back home games against Penn State and Maryland. Take care of those ones. Jeez, bad teams. At USC to end February, and then UCLA on the road in Iowa in March. So there's a run of games there. You can still get a nice run here and get back on track, but you don't want to lose more than 4 games, I would think.
Now, Jake, let's go back to after the game and one of our first texts you sent out. It was dark.
I'll read it.
Yeah. You were dark. You were very dark. I was concerned. Jake.
Here is the text. Let me pull it up here real quick.
Jake's.
So the game gets over at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I sent this text at 6:15. Yes. So an hour and 15 minutes after the game.
He's had some time to digest things.
I said this. Depressed, sitting in darkness. That's what I said. Just says, Jake. Bill says, me and Jake high five, then darkness set in.
I did. We high five, and then all darkness set in.
Where were you sitting?
I was at the house. I was back at my house.
Where dark? Where was it dark?
Not just in one of the main rooms.
Just in darkness. Jake sat in darkness.
Remember, your daughter's watching.
She was there with me in the darkness.
Yes,
we sat in the darkness.
I'm telling you right now, Jake, the last 3 minutes of the game, Jake was on his phone.
Yeah, was
texting, angry, texting people. He was just not happy. He was not happy.
I don't want to ask
a variety of people.
Yeah.
Right, a group chat.
Yeah, yeah. Jake
was just depressed.
He's not happy with things.
I didn't break anything. I kept to myself. It's like,
don't foul Wogler.
I said, stop fouling.
A couple touch fouls.
Anybody else besides him? Come on.
There were a couple fouls late like that. I didn't. Fred was like, what are we calling that?
Yeah, they had him like in a double team.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was a foul. They went touch foul on a lot of things. I will say this, the officiating did not cost us the game.
No.
No, but there was a lot of calls. I was like, ooh, wow, that was interesting. Yeah, Jake was in darkness.
I was in darkness for a while. And,
I wish they had a game this week, though.
I figured out that when Nebraska loses, I just don't watch any sports the rest of the day. So I'm done. Yeah. No more basketball. No, let's watch the show or something. I can't watch sports right now. So that's what happened.
Right?
We watched a random show last night.
A random show?
Yeah. Didn't want to watch. I said, turn something else, but it's not sports. Can't watch sports right now.
I mean, it was an interesting day. It was an interesting day, and I think your takeaways, the main one was my main takeaway, and that's Illinois is really, really good and could win it all. So I just looked at it in that context. Nebraska just lost to a team that could win it all. Now, do I look at Nebraska a little bit differently in that regard, yeah, I do. Like what Bill was saying about UConn. Arizona, Illinois, they have an upper hand on Nebraska.
100%. I haven't spent a lot of time on Duke, but I need to
see. Oh, Duke's also really good.
I watched Duke on
that conversation.
Duke's, they're pretty close if they're not. Yeah, they're pretty close.
I think Houston's really good too, though.
I mean, Duke, I think, might have the best player, actually, Boozer.
Yeah, he is the best player in college basketball.
Cameron Boozer. And they got length. They have, of course, it's Duke. I don't know, though. I take Illinois over Duke. I take Illinois over Duke.
Okay with it. They're both really good teams.
So Nebraska's probably right on that next tier. Like, they're right on the next tier.
I agree.
And remember, it's February 2nd, so Nebraska can – Rick Mass can find his game again.
Yep.
They can get healthy.
Yep. Get Frager 100%
healthy. It's okay to have these losses in late January, early February, as long as you come back from
Bill knows how it is. There's ebbs and flows to a season, especially a basketball season that's that long. There's ebbs and flows.
Purdue's one time lost three in a row.
Yes. Then they got a get-right game against Maryland yesterday. Yeah.
There was no way Nebraska was going to push through undefeated.
No. Nobody thought that. Nobody thought that.
No, I mean, it started getting a little weird, right? It started getting a little
weird.
But
again, they know they're not invincible.
Throw us a number. What's your number? My number is if they go 16-4 in the Big Ten, it would be insane.
Okay.
Yeah,
but insane. You think they can do it?
Yes, they could do it.
Does 16-4 get you one? Seed.
You're damn close if you're not a one. Yeah. You're a two seed at the worst.
I think they have 16-4 in them.
It's possible now, but if it goes 15-5, still very, very
not
going to
get a one. I don't think
not get a one though.
I mean, I saw Lunardi's latest bracketology had 11 Big Ten teams. If you go, if you lose four games in that conference, you are no worse than the two seed.
Ooh, right. 11 teams in the Big Ten.
He had 11 teams in the Big Ten in the day.
That's just boredom. Then
good to know. Yeah, that's good to know. Though
there's not.
He's got 11 teams.
There's not.
I'll count them up.
I'm not saying you're not wrong, Jake. Right. But I'm saying Lenardi's wrong. There's not 11 teams in the Big Ten.
I was looking at the standings, Bill. Yeah.
Okay. Here's who he has. Of course, Michigan, Illinois, Nebraska, Michigan State, Purdue. What's five?
Five. Okay. You got to five.
Wisconsin.
Six for sure.
Yep.
Wait, I did those five because they're all ranked. Right. UCLA, Iowa's a tournament team, Indiana, Ohio State, and USC. 11 teams.
No. Ohio State and USC right now, no, should not be tournament teams. No.
Well, they're not for sure. No.
I think he has both those teams as the last four in. Like,
yeah, that type of thing.
Like Nebraska going to Dayton.
Yeah. You know,
that's what he has. So not for sure, but they're like... Last four in.
Northwestern went out to USC and beat them at home. So I'm going to push back a little bit.
That's a hell of a loss.
Sipple has said immediately that Indiana, no way. You've said
Hold on. I just said Indiana doesn't do much for
me. They're bouncing back.
Indiana looks like a bubble team, too.
They've won three straight. Mm-hmm. Indiana, of course, beat Purdue. They beat UCLA on the road in double overtime, and they beat Rutgers by
Indiana's
25.
Playing better. They're playing better. But no, I never said they weren't an NCAA tournament team. I said they're a bubble team. They're just okay.
11 teams per Joe Lunardi as of this weekend.
Oh.
So if you lose four games in conference, you are no worse than the two seed in the tournament.
I still like them at 16-4. If Rink can come around and Frager is just 100% fine. 100% fine. Which he looked like, but I'm just glad they have a week. I'm glad they have this whole week before Saturday.
Agreed. We'll have some respond to your text next in early break in the ticket.